Frustrated Bromley residents suffering under the eternal pong of poo will get to air something else this evening, their grievances with the mayor and councillors at a neighbourhood meeting. The smell is so bad they say children can't play outside and their homes are infused with the foul smell of crap. It's rolling in from the local wastewater treatment plant and two large filters that were gutted in a fire last week. Work to remove the rotting material, sounds yummy doesn't it, will begin next month, but it's too little too late for many who say they're living in unbearable conditions. Local resident Damien Alley is one of them and he joins me now. Hi Damien.
Hey Lisa, how are you?
I'm well, but can you describe for me what the smell is like around your place?
Yeah, well you know it on the head, yeah, crap is the word. Pure stench, if you could imagine. If you've had a blocked drain before in your sewer system, you'd know what it really smells like. But no, unbearable. It's you can taste it, you can smell it, it gives you a headache. It's unbearable.
So just so people who don't live in the area understand this totally, Damien, you're not just talking about when you walk outside. What's it like in the lounge or yeah. any other part of the house?
No, so it's constant. So it's only a slight wind change, whether it's in Linwood or Wolston or Bexley or Aranui, right through to Horswell, Hornby. It can make its way to Fendleton. And the smell was just, you wake up and you just think, there's someone done a shit in the lounge. It's putrid. It makes you dry reach. It's a very, very strong, close to an acid smell, actually, you could say, along the lines of sort of human waste.
How does that change your life and your quality of life? Because I've seen a picture of you heading outside. Explain to people what you do when you have to go into the atmosphere.
Yeah, so I just wear a mask. It's quite a serious mask. It's a charcoal-filtered mask. Those days are quite often, if you could imagine. There's many a days you can't go outside. I mean, I'm lucky enough that I've been able to change my downlight so I'm not sort of open to the elements as such as in many houses on the east side or even further field in Wolston and so on. The stench just makes its way into your house. Windows closed or windows open, you're going to smell it. It's vile.
You've got kids, haven't you?
Yes, I got three kids, two young ones that live at home.
Are you happy for them to be outside?
No, they can't play outside because you can't be outside with them. My three-year-old just says, "Dad, it stinks out here." And that's, you know, that's what he says to me, "Dad, it stinks out here." So we just don't, when the smell's on this side of town, we don't play outside. There's no way of playing outside.
So this meeting tonight, what do you want to say or ask of the mayor?
I mean, the questions have already been asked. It's the answers that aren't being answered, unfortunately. I mean, the reality is the Bromley Wildlife Reserve Park, which is the ponds which are adjacent to the sewer system, which should be pretty fresh water. That's a major part of this problem, if you ask me. Leanne Dalzell and the future, the other government and council members, they'll suggest that this matter that's in the bottom of these pond, the bottom of the two silos, is rotting. I mean, we're all going to differ to argue on that. I mean, reality is there's two roads you can go down. One is by the ponds. I mean, that's putrid 95% of the day. The other is up beside the actual plant. Now, I can go down by the plant many a days, and there is no smell. So, I mean, I would be probably one that would argue the fact that I would, quite clearly, I'm asking the question, I'd like an independent review into the testing. I would like the air quality tested, and I would like also the water tested to see what sort of, you know, toxic waste is coming off the water. I would see on average on a day maybe 5,000 birds, up to 5,000 birds in that wildlife reserve on that lake, you know, on the ponds. As of the last 4 weeks, I think the only thing I've seen is things floating in the lakes.
So what about your property as well? I understand in some cases you get a film on your...
Yeah, I would have to agree. I've just built a new garage and it's cladded in white iron. And I just checked that today, actually, because I did read that. This will have a lot of ongoing implications in regards to health. This will have probably a lot. I mean, this is the thing. What scientists are involved? Who's organising them? What information are they being told they can tell us and can't tell us? Christchurch has gone through a lot, especially with the earthquakes. And I tell you what, transparency is not something that you usually get when you're in arguments with the government or councils.
So best case scenario, Damien, what are you hoping for from this meeting?
I have to sell my property and move on, to be honest.
Sell it to the council if you have to?
No, they wouldn't buy it. No, out of this meeting, to be honest, I don't think there's going to be much come out of the meeting. All you can do is ask questions. We don't want people abusing them. Abuse isn't going to give you the answers of getting this fixed. A quicker time frame would be nice. I mean, people were talking, oh, we want some rate rebates and that. I don't think rate rebates will be the answer as to fix this problem. If that's the case, you're just taking money off them.
Want out, Damien, if you ideally would like out of the neighbourhood because this is really not making life comfortable at all, you're likely to take a hit on your house price, right? Because everyone knows it stinks. So do you think that they need to offer some form of compensation or top you up if you were to sell at a lower price?
I think just get them fixed first and fix the problem and then we'll sell. You know, so reality is it is a market. We probably missed the boat in regards to the good prices on this side of town about 6 months ago, which was pre the fire, obviously, November last year. At the end of the day, as a resident living here for 35 years, being part of local sports and local kids and stuff like that in business, we've been in business from on the side of town for over 20 years. We probably just really want it fixed, to be honest with you. The problem to be gone would be nice. We understand it can't happen overnight. I mean, everyone would have to understand this is a major, and you could probably put it down to a natural disaster if it wasn't someone that was a fault of the fire. But, I mean, even that hasn't been answered. How did the fire happen? We don't know.
Well, Damien, I do hope you get some answers this evening. Really appreciate you joining us. That is Damien Alley, who's from Bromley. And as he said, he's dealing with that stink coming from the water treatment plant. Unbearable in his mind. Kids can't go outside and play.